It's great for Dennis. I think it's, you know, he's worked so hard, really, you know, the whole time he's been here, and had a great summer, and he's growing and improving in so many ways on and off the court, and really happy for him, and, you know, well deserved.
Do you have any pull to get Kenny to be the world coach team? Or
no, I think it worked out that way. I don't know, maybe Dennis, you know, I don't know, there was some connection there. But I think it's great for both Kenny and Dennis to, you know, have that opportunity, and you know, it's a good night, a good part of All-Star Weekend, and happy for both of them.
Jeff let it slip there on this big SportsCenter interview there with that he saw you at the Drake concert, and that's kind of how he knew you were all right.
I wondered what it was going to take to get to Jeff.
Was that last year? When was that?
Whenever Drake came through town this last summer. Yeah, some family secrets are supposed to stay in the family.
Well, yeah, like I said, he let it slip.
It's true. Thoroughly enjoyed the concert. A lot of respect for artists, and especially Drake, that bring it every night. And enjoyed it.
Should I ask you your favorite song?
No, that would be pushing it.
Could be a big night for, you know, a handful of your guys tomorrow, possible All-Star reserves. You think four guys should represent this team in New York All-Star Weekend?
You know, we're excited for our group and what we've been able to do on the court collectively. And, you know, we kind of preach team, but hopefully some of our guys get, you know, serious consideration. And, you know, the East coaches will do a great job, and we'll see, you know, what happens tomorrow night.
Early in the season, I know you were especially happy with the defense, especially against the three-pointer. What has changed there, and I guess what do you see as key to stopping a team shooting the three?
So I missed, like, one of the beginning words. I was or wasn't happy?
You weren't happy with
right.
it. I remember.
That's what I thought. I wasn't sure.
We'll like, tell you if you were happy or unhappy. Right. You go from there.
It was, you know, I think, you know, just our contest and our, you know, I think commitment to really making those shots difficult. I'm pretty sure we're actually still probably giving up too many, and that's something that we don't want to do. I think teams are shooting a lot of threes, but their percentage is not good. So in a perfect world, they wouldn't shoot any, but if they are going to shoot them, hopefully, you know, they're not shooting them at a good percentage. I think our contest and our just really commitment to you know, getting a hand up and making it a contested shot, you know, hopefully is affecting the percentages when they do shoot threes.
If there is any one thing that people might question about your team once it gets closer to the playoffs, obviously got a great start, is that you don't have that one guy that people say in the playoffs you need to go to when the game matters. You know, I'm sure you would have a counter to that. What would your counter be that that's not, you know, this isn't necessarily the way that will be effective once, you know, you get to the postseason?
Yeah, I think, you know, offensively and really everything we do, we kind of do it as a group, and I think it's a strength. You know, what some people may consider something that isn't a strength, we think is. You know, every night it's somebody different. At the end of the game, it could be somebody different. Hopefully, that makes us maybe harder to prepare for, harder to guard. We've got a lot of guys with a lot of confidence, a lot of guys that feel comfortable making decisions and making shots or making passes, and you know, there's lots of different ways to win games, and you know, this gives us our best chance when we do it as a team.
Mike, not to comment on his thing, but you know, Danny put this team together. I'm just wondering your thoughts. I mean, in a normal year, we'd be talking about him as executive of the year or whatever, like we're talking about you as coach of the year. Can you just discuss? I know he's not here, but his job in putting this team together and contribution to what we're seeing with you guys where you are right now.
Well, I mean, we've always done everything collectively and as a group, and I think that, you know, Danny's input and Danny's thoughts were important, and you know, I think the great thing was he valued the group and how we all felt, and hopefully collectively we could make good decisions, and, you know, we're very appreciative and grateful for being, you know, in that kind of environment, and you know, it's obviously a group that's come together well.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.